The dry bean scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Pickett Equipment, FMC, and Topsin Fungicide by UPI. Recently, North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring attended the Tri-National Agricultural Accord in Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico. At the accord, ag officials from Canada, Mexico, and the United States gathered to discuss trade issues and harmonization of standards and regulations.
Just trying to address those things that tend to give us fits and actually cause more problems with interstate commerce. That's what part of my role was. Overall, I got to tell you that at the accord, there seemed to be a renewed sense of hope. Our relationship with Mexico is very good, very strong, and I would say it's strengthening with Canada.
With North Dakota being the number one dry bean producer in the United States, Goring believes there is opportunity to continually strengthen that trading relationship with Mexico.
Certain brokers and those that are procuring product know the role that North Dakota plays. They tend to want to continue to work towards a very strong, unified approach and market. Even though we're all dealing with different currencies, it is an opportunity, though, to be one collectively and start bargaining and start leveraging that against the EU and against other countries where they try to put technical trade barriers in place to undermine how we do business in the global market.
And that's been the dry bean scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Pickett Equipment, FMC, and Topsin Fungicide by UPI.